In this edition of the Edgar podcast, we speak with Norwegian golfer Mette Hovnes. After a very rare illness where she would lose her sight, Mette never took a backward step and chose to learn to play golf, aided and abetted by her husband Birger. This remarkable team are now birdieing and parring holes at venues across Europe, making new friends from the sport and living life at its fullest. Mette Hovnes hears when she plays a good shot. She doesn't see it. Top notch is how she describes the sound when a putt has fallen into the bottom of the cup. It certainly takes courage for someone who has lost their sight as an adult to take up a completely new sport as Mette has done, and then to travel to different European venues to play in tournaments. Central to her giving this interview, Mette wanted to make other people with visual impairment aware that golf can be a game for them. At G4D, which means Golf for the Disabled events and regular competitions, Mette is one of a few standard bearers in the VI category, visually impaired. We said hello to Mette and her guide companion and husband Birger on the Algarve in Portugal, as Mette was playing in the second of her first two Edgar tournaments outside of her home country. Mette has also played G4D events in Spain and Sweden since she played her first in 2022. So we thank Mette again for talking with us. Although she is not confident in her English, she graciously spoke with us at length, as did her husband Birger, both in English, while also writing to reply to our many questions in full. Their warmth and sincerity as a couple are always apparent both in our interview clips and in the words that they write. Earlier we mentioned courage. Mette and Birger have needed courage. The couple hiked in the Himalayas in 2019, trusting each other not to lose their footing on the rocky trails besides treacherous ravines. Mette now has no left eye and sees only contrasts, shadows and bright light in her right eye. So imagine the pair of them climbing to the Annapurna base camp at 4,130 metres in Nepal. Imagine the triumph and the relief the pair must have felt. Courage to face a changing life. But standing on a tee knowing that people are watching, or coping with gusts of winds on a mountain path, are perhaps nothing compared with the decision Mette took after suffering for years with pain that was destroying her life. Back in 1996, with Mette and Birger bringing up their sons Simon and Sander, life was going great for the active and positive 27-year-old Mette, living near the town of Sandefjord, Vestfold County, in the south of Norway. For Mum, it was a joy to watch Simon and Sander growing as children. One night, Mette was feeling unwell with flu-like symptoms, and she took four painkilling tablets over two evenings to help her sleep. On the third day, she had a skin rash, and on the next day was admitted to hospital. Along with major issues with the condition of her skin on her body, she says she resembled a burns victim. Her sinuses and her eyes were attacked by the skin infection. Around her eyes, blisters ravaged her skin, and the tear fluid we all need stopped working completely. Pain became the constant companion. It would be so for 7 years as various treatments were tried. The corneal inflammation spoiled day-to-day life for Mette, and she feared the effect this also had on her family. She would lie in a darkened room for days. Mette was at rock bottom. Out of the blue, Mette had become one of the more or less one in a million people who contract Stevens-Johnson syndrome every year in this part of Europe, an autoimmune skin reaction typically caused by the body rebelling against medication. Mette fought hard in the years ahead, but by 2000 she had had enough of the excruciating pain and took the decision to have her left eye surgically removed, a prosthetic eye put in place. In 2003, the ache and pain in her remaining eye was at last beaten when she had surgery to create a membrane over the right eye. The downside, vision was replaced by only shadows and bright light, but the pain was then replaced by a sudden feeling of relaxation and calm. To be pain-free again after 7 years of suffering was suddenly wonderful, Mette tells us.
It's a relief. I was very happy when it was over because then I knew now it's over. I can start living again. I don't have pain. I have to learn to how to do things without the sight, but I don't have pain. We learned something about it. I've always been stubborn. I want to do the things I did before the 7 years. Those 7 years is 7 years with a lot of pain, a lot of everything's been nice afterwards.
Meta explains it in an email to us. For me, it was actually a relief. I could start living again. As a family, we could now plan and do things when we wanted. It was, of course, a transition from sighted to blind, but I received great support and help at home. I was able to progress my rehabilitation at the Husby Competence Centre in Oslo. There I learned mobility, ADL, which means activities of daily living, and Braille. My husband Berger was an incredibly strong support throughout the entire illness process and in the time afterwards. I had a desire to go blind to be able to take my life back so I could start living again, and Berger and the family could enjoy life. It was about the quality of life, and I have never regretted it. It has led to many happy times again.
And we were talking a lot about it. It was not just me that took the decision about losing the sight. The people around me also saw that I wasn't having the life I would like to have. So Berger and the family supported me when I said, "Now it's enough. I don't want to try anymore. I'm finished." Everyone think that was a good decision.
Meta enjoyed ballet and gymnastics as a growing girl, and as an adult it was the gym, CrossFit, and like many Norwegians, hiking. Before losing her sight, golf had never entered her mind. She now tells us, "It was Berger who introduced me to golf in 2019. He had started playing with our youngest son, Sander. When Sander moved out, he asked me if I wanted to try it. I did, and I found I could hit the ball. Then I signed up for the Waiter Golf Course at Vestfold Golf Club, and we were off and running. I was now attending a regular golf course with my husband as a companion. Everyone at Vestfold and the then club professional George Beale welcomed me well. I was fortunate that Berger was completely hooked once he started golf too. He thinks it's a win-win situation for him that I've also become hooked. That means more time for golf." Meta adds, "It's a wonderful feeling when you hear and feel a good hit of the ball. The sound of the ball dropping into the cup is top-notch." A great many 55-year-olds would be pleased to have a golf handicap of around 22 after playing only 5 years, which is Meta's current status. Meta clearly remembers her first successful hits of the golf ball.
It was fun that I really hit the ball. It was a nice thing to try. I don't know if I thought it would be that big interest, but it went fast. And I now when I played for such a long time, even if it's not so long, but I often feel if it's a good shot and I feel when it's going wrong, but I can't stop. Yeah, that's a good feeling.
Talking to us with her husband alongside, Berger now adds,
I think the first shot she did was about 100 yards first shot. That's why I think this was something we can do together. I was pretty open-minded. I hope she will learn it because I was hooked on it. So it would be a nice thing to do together. But she has a very natural, good swing, much better swing than me. So it was hard the first 2 years, I guess. Then sometimes she wanted to throw the
Clubs away.
clubs and bag and all away, but she's pretty stubborn, so it went well. It can be as good as she wants. So maybe a little bit more help than me, and she will do good.
Talking with this couple, they are quick to laugh together. You can tell they love the game for its fun elements, but Meta says she really appreciates the varied challenges that golf throws at us. A round of golf is never the same as your previous round, Meta tells us. One day everything works, the next day you're back to square one. At least it feels that way. It is also a sport that means you are outside a lot, and Berger and I spend a lot of time together playing golf. We love enjoying the nature around us. That's really lovely, and I think competition is fun, but unfortunately, I can get a little nervous at times too. A visually impaired golfer relies on a guide who knows their game, their capabilities, and there has to be trust. Mehta says, I depend on Berger to tell me most things on the course. He lines me up in the direction of the pin or desired position, based on the course and the bunkers, water or other obstacles. He knows my stroke length well and we agree on the strategy. He sets me up for putting and he is the one who reads the green. We also have a system for how hard long the putt should be. He's absolutely indispensable on the field for me. Mehta has a feel from experience of a home course at Vestfold. Golf courses new to her can be demanding. Her and Berger have to communicate a lot and much thought has to go into all the shots. Berger has to judge how best to impart all the relevant information on the lay of the land and the dangers to the scorecard. And Mehta laughs when she says the whole day can be very tiring, but they still love being out there.
I don't know. Every round is okay, but when I go to a new course, I always get very tired the first times I play a new course when I'm not know how the course is. At the home course, I'm not that I know everything, how the course is, where to go, what it is in front of me. I know where I am, so I don't use my head as much as when I come to a new course, then I'm laying down and sleep afterwards.
Berger and Mehta often play together on the course. They take each other on. And Berger takes his guiding role just as seriously in between playing his own shots. He admits to being totally hooked on golf himself.
I'm an 11 handicapper, played for 7 years. Just love the game, love to be out, try to be better and better. I love golf. It's the social about it. Obviously, the things that we could do together. A win-win for me when I got her to play golf.
Mehta and Berger joke that sometimes she will blame him for lining me up incorrectly when she does a bad shot or if he misreads the greens. But you can tell from their laughter that such disagreement is for fun. In reality, the dynamic is steeped in trust and a joy for play. Mehta says, yes, it feels like we are a team every step of the way. The more Berger can help me, the better we can score out there and the more we learn about the game together. Mehta says they have an apartment in Spain and they take part in tournaments there. We also play tournaments with Norwegian Senior Golf, she says. There has never been any problem when we sign up for events and ask to go on the same flight on the course as the others. Everyone makes arrangements for us. I am always well received. Edgar, the EDGA, is the organisation that runs, badges or supports 120 international G4D tournaments in a year. And after playing one of these in Norway in 2022, Mehta was keen to also travel to play, realising this aim this January by playing back-to-back Edgar Algarve events in Portugal. Mehta was delighted to experience the welcoming and inclusive atmosphere among the G4D players. The social side was very good, and players with various impairments tend to welcome and include you in the post-round conversations and drinks.
I am very impressed over when we came to the arrangement, how people contact me. They are very inclusive. I'm not the one who can go through. I don't find people, so they have to find me, but they are very good.
Looking forwards, Mehta would like to play her part in helping make golf more accessible for the visually impaired and get more people into the sport. She thanks Gordon Morrison, the head professional at Vestfold Golf Club, who coached Mehta and he adapted the Way to Golf course for new players to support the visually impaired. Mehta's experience as a new player got Gordon thinking and he devised a coaching method to take out the usual visual stimuli of a lesson, using instead creativity and careful thought around verbal communication. Gordon's foresight and innovation has helped Mehta and hopefully his work will go on to help other people with a visual impairment to enjoy golf too. Mehta added, I have also been to Kristiansand Golf Club and participated in an event for the visually impaired there. I am also in contact with all at Kongsvinger about communicating my experience as a golfer to a group of visually impaired people there. I hope it contributes to more visually impaired people discovering the joys of golf. Many people are surprised when they hear that I play golf and they have trouble understanding how that is possible. They are surprised and impressed when they see how we work together and make it work on the course. Norway itself is a country making great strides in the G4D space. Edgar's head of instruction and education, Mark Taylor, has made two visits to Norway in recent years, training more than 40 volunteer coaches to help more people with disability to take up the game. Mark tells us, "In both my visits, I have been struck by how well the Norwegian Golf Federation and the nation's PGA work together to make golf a more inclusive sport for new players. The Federation's lead, Goral Hansen, has been fantastic in creating this can-do attitude and has been instrumental in welcoming new players with impairment to G4D. And our Edgar team were all recently delighted to learn Meta was competing in our two events in Portugal recently, and we hope to meet her at further tournaments throughout the year." Meta herself added, "I would definitely recommend the visually impaired to try golf. It is a great sport where you can compete against others and against yourself. It is a social sport where you meet many nice people. It is good training and you are outside a lot. It is also a sport where you can compete against everyone, disabled and able-bodied. Everyone against everyone, with their golf handicap, of course." Meanwhile, husband Berger is emphatic that he has derived a great deal of satisfaction and feels a sense of pride in supporting Mette as a guide. He would urge others to consider helping golfers with a visual impairment in this way.
"Of course, it's very satisfying. It also makes me a better golfer, I think, because I'm reading the greens a lot more than I do when I play myself. You are thinking more about layups, or you're going for the flag. You are thinking on a little bit more when you are a caddy and a guide. So I think that's been helping me too. But obviously, I'm proud when she is playing. I am, to help her."
Meta and Berger are indeed a team and have good days and bad days with the scorecard together, but they love the game far more than for the scores, points or prizes. The shared experience they have built through marriage, family, but later all through Meta's illness and the happy time since, through the winding tracks over the mountains to the thousands of fairways and greens, is remarkable. It clearly comes from being a team and from love. This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.